Fourth pack of Oilers, third Mishnah. This Migdal was in the entrance of the house. The Niftach Lechus, it has an entrance going outwards. And since it's going outwards, the Tumah can go straight out. It doesn't have to go into the house. Tumah Teyuch Abayis Toho, because it has a Mokum Lotzis. The Tumah can go out. Tumah Abayis Mashab Teyuch Tomeh, because the Tumah has to go past this to get out. Yeah. There's a little Kiddush over here, because before we said that the whole house is Tomei, the Migdal, that which is inside the Migdal is Tohar. So you can have to say that over here, since it's blocking off the exit, so therefore it's Metamit. Shadav Tomei Lotzeis Meintakali Ponis. Tomei goes out, doesn't go in. So if it could go out of the house, it goes out of the house, but if it has to go through this, it has to go through this. The Mukhne was, according to the Rav, we're talking about that this Migdal is in the entrance of the house. It has these wheels or support of the Mukhne going in three its voice into the house. Even so, Tum Shom Kenegra Koyas Abayis Toho. Even though the Tum is there in the Mukhne, which is underneath the ceiling of the house, but the bias is tohoi. Why? Because it's considered part of this kli, and the kli has an exit out of the house, and therefore it's not on top of the house. If you have a sef tefach, but the tumah could go out through the kli and not go into the house, then that which is in the mukhni and in the kli will not be on top of the house. It also has to be mukhni, which is not removable, because otherwise it's not considered part of the kli. V'migdal b'mit, it has to be also migdal, which is a size that's not mekabel tumah anymore. Like we said, it's mekabel tumah. When we have all these together, then it's considered independent oil, and that which is in it or in the wheel have a way to go out, have the tumah to go out of the house without going through the house, and therefore it's not mekabel the house.